I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 28th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says demolition of the former Acapulco's restaurant building in Quincy Center will begin next week now that the city has purchased the property. The deal, finalized this week for a total of $3.3 million, clears the way for the construction of a small park in honor of President John Quincy Adams. The park will cost a total of about $3.3 million, making the total cost of the project $6.6 million. Funding comes from the new revenue that's generated by new development in Quincy Center. The funding includes $485,000 for a statue of President John Quincy Adams and $900,000 in relocation costs to Acapulco's, although it's unclear if the restaurant will open elsewhere in Quincy. It closed back in January after 18 years in business. Mayor Koch has said he hopes to have the park completed in time for the birthday anniversary of the president on July 11th as part of the Quincy 400 celebration. The owner of that dog that bit an animal control officer in Quincy this week is now facing charges in that attack. The attack happened late Wednesday morning. The officer responded to a call about a dog on the loose on Water Street. Animal control officer Ann Dickinson was taken to the hospital with multiple bite injuries, possibly a broken hand. The dog owner now faces charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and failure to muzzle or restrain a dog. Surveillance video showed the dog, a 110-pound cane corso named Spice, running in the street after the attack, and a neighbor getting knocked down over during that pursuit. The dog is just shy of a year old. It is now in quarantine. The owner says it's never been aggressive in the past. Neighbor said the dog is very strong and the owner has a hard time controlling it. State police looking for a tractor-trailer driver who led officers on a high-speed chase through Dedham. Troopers said the same tractor-trailer had been spotted driving erratically on the University Avenue ramp to I-95 North in Westwood. That's when a high-speed chase started with troopers, the air wing, and canine units. Soon, the truck took the exit at the Great Plain Avenue, West Roxbury area, but he crashed. Investigators say that didn't stop the suspect, took off on foot. The destruction started back in Canton. Police say that same wanted truck driver hit a forklift at Bosco Crane Company, flipping it over and getting the blades lodged into the trailer. The driver fled when workers called 911, so the chase ended up in Dedham, even though a swarm of officers set up a perimeter searching for the runaway suspect. He evaded capture. Investigators say video from the area provided important information, allowing the search to conclude. Anybody with information is asked to contact state police. An elementary school in Milton is mourning the loss of a vibrant fifth grader who died unexpectedly last weekend. Isabella Pierre Lewis, a student at the Tucker Elementary School, died last Saturday, according to Milton Public School Superintendent Peter Burrows. Spokesperson for the Norfolk County DA's office confirmed that the office is investigating the death of a young girl last Saturday, but declined to name her. Authorities do not suspect foul play, although the state's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner will determine an exact cause of death. The school district made grief counselors available to students and staff earlier this week, and friends have launched a GoFundMe to help the girl's family with funeral costs and support them. Fundraiser had accumulated more than $42,000 as of yesterday. They encourage community members to affix pink ribbons to homes and mailboxes around Milton as a visible show of solidarity. The proceeds from the GoFundMe will go directly to the family. One of the first things you notice when you ride one of the MBTA's new battery electric buses is it is quiet. The T ordered 80 of them at about $1.4 million each. Much of the cost was funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. The first few buses will hit the streets in the spring, with all 80 on the road by 2027. The goals are to reduce emissions and create a greener fleet. On board a test drive, workers ran real-time data through a computer to see how the battery performs. Currently, the buses run on 150 miles per charge, and instead of passengers on board, they used weighted containers to simulate a packed bus. The buses also have a collision avoidance system with sensors on the outside that can detect people and vehicles nearby. Now, they will charge inside the newly renovated North Cambridge Bus Maintenance Facility that's set to open later this year, along with the brand new Quincy facility that's still under construction on the Bergen Parkway. The buses take a few hours to charge and will replace the current fleet. Running older buses is costing the T more in maintenance, which is why MBTA General Manager Phil Eng says they're making this $119 million investment. Town of Weymouth still buzzing about that Facebook post that has started a bit of a revolution. Now T-shirts are being sold. The shirts were inspired by Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund's recent post stating that he was using an executive order to change the name of Hingham Bay to the Gulf of Weymouth. A reference to President Trump's executive order to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. College Hype, a local Weymouth business, is working overtime to keep up with demand. The first two runs of the T-shirts sold out in days. The mayor's handwritten rewriting of the map is now remembered on the back of the shirts that nobody can keep in stock. Proceeds from the shirts will be donated to improve Weymouth's amphitheater and Veterans Memorial Wall, and a major fundraiser is planned for this Sunday at the Union Brewhouse. Fueled by outrage from customers, National Grid announced last night it's backtracking on its plan to charge interest when offering natural gas bill reductions next month. The company said it will cut customer gas bills by 10% in March and April and will not charge customers interest when it recovers the money in the summer. They were ordered to do that by the State Department of Public Utilities after a winter of soaring gas bills fueled by runaway delivery charges. Companies get to recover the money over the warmer summer months, so this is just a deferral, not a rate cut. Of those three, National Grid was alone in saying it would charge interest of 4.37%, or about $1 million total. National Grid said last night it's responding to customer feedback, scrapping the plan to collect that interest. QATV will be providing live coverage of the North Quincy High School girls and boys basketball tournament doubleheader tonight. At 5:30, number 5 seed North Quincy girls will host number 28 Hingham in Division 2. Then at 7 o'clock, number 10 seed North Quincy boys will host number 23 Middleborough in Division 2. And you can watch both games live on QATV channels 8 and 1072 and on QATV.org. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum on Quarry Hills Drive will be open Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for self-guided tours. And the Museum and Geology Building will also be open. Museum members will be available to answer questions. This is the opening weekend of the new season for the museum. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay will sponsor the 15th annual Shamrock Splash to raise money for the Better Beaches program. The event takes place Sunday from 11 to 3 at Constitution Beach in East Boston. Free food, raffles, and a DJ will be part of the event. To support summer events on Wollaston Beach, you can visit friendsofwollaston.com to donate or join a team, and visit shamrocksplash.org for more information. The Quincy Environmental Treasures February tour of Faxon Park was rescheduled to March 1st at 2 p.m. Due to inclement weather, registration is required by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The first annual Quincy Band Boosters Mattress Fundraiser will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Quincy High School. Brand new mattresses in all sizes with full factory warranties will be available along with delivery. All forms of payment will be accepted and financing is available. Every purchase benefits the Quincy Band Boosters. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back. The Dow is down 193. The NASDAQ lost 530. And the S&P dropped 94. Shares also retreated in Europe and in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at almost $73 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins lose to the Islanders 2-1. And they'll be in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins tomorrow at 3. Tonight, Celtics host the Cavaliers at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy, the high of 42, cloudy tonight, low 37. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, maybe a shower at a high of 52. Sunny, much colder on Sunday, high only 29, and sunny 30 on Monday. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, west winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide 11:22 a.m. Sunrise 6:20, sets at 5:32. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 10:30 this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 28th.